I'm Alison Smith, and welcome to my Landscaping Your Life podcast, where I help you to get back on track when you don't know what to do. In this series, I'm going to be exploring the language that you use when you're stuck and use it as a hint to find solutions. So when you can't see the wood for the trees, you're going to go out into a wood and see what insight that wood may have that you can then apply to your situation. When I'm stuck in a rut, I'm going to go and stand in a rut. If I'm treading water, yes, you've guessed it. I'm going to go and tread water in the sea and share with you the insight that you can then apply to your current situation. The best way of using metaphor to solve problems is to not try and keep going between the metaphor and the problem. It's not about going, here's my problem. Oh, Alison's just said get a map. How do I apply the map to my situation? It's very much about putting the problem to the back of your mind and then fully diving into the metaphor. So diving into the wood that you can't see the trees for, exploring the wood, noticing the, even walking up some paths, joining with me as we think about cutting some of those trees back or climbing a tree, for instance. You're going to get much more from it the more distance you can have from the problem. It's much easier to then later on think about how to apply all that lovely metaphorical solutions and how to apply it to the real life situation. Today we're going to be thinking about situations where you want to put your head above the parapet and are either afraid to, aren't doing, and want to explore what you might do differently in order to put your head above the parapet. As ever, it really isn't going to work if you listen to this without having a situation in mind, because it just feels a bit too theoretical and weird. Whereas as soon as you can relate to it and go, yes, there is a parapet in my mind, then as soon as I start asking you questions or giving you suggestions, then you're much more able to relate that perspective and go off on your own journey. You know, I'd certainly encourage you to go out, find a parapet, perhaps easier to do than to say, to go and find a parapet to explore what it feels like, as I do, to be have your head below the parapet, and then to feel what it's like to have it above the parapet. The whole idea of using these metaphors is the fact it puts some distance between you and the real life situation, that the real life situation is full of, oh, I can't do it, it's full of fear, full of doubt, and you're already convinced yourself you can't do it. So all we're doing is using metaphor to actually put some distance between you and the situation, enabling you to see it from different perspectives and therefore see solutions and options. I'm coming from three different locations today. I'm coming from Scone Palace in Perth. I'm coming from Doic Botanical Gardens in near Peebles and St Andrew's Beach in Fife. Enjoy. I found something that looks a bit like a parapet. And when you need to put your head above the parapet, I think there's something about remembering it takes a lot of effort. So if I got poorly knees at the moment, so actually it'd be really a lot of effort for me for me to get down here to put my head below the parapet. It's like the easiest thing is for me to stand up and put my head above it. But the parapets, bizarrely, are never above height level, you know, like head level. The parapets are there at the right height for human beings. So if we haven't got our head above it, we're crouching, and that takes effort to do. Whereas I've got my head above the parapet now, it's easy. I can put my feet firmly on the ground, my body is upright, my thinking is more open and positive anyway. Whereas as soon as I duck down to replicate head above below the parapet, oh God, then everything gets difficult, because it is difficult. So there's an element of, because we've got our head below the parapet, we're making it more difficult. It's impacting, oh God, let me come back up to think properly. Having our head below the parapet
is impacting our mindset, and therefore our mindset is then saying it's difficult to do, and then it's got that vicious circle because we've got our head below the parapet. And therefore, if we were able to just stand up and look, because the other thing about, I keep doing it, this is exercises, so my personal trainer will be happy, that if I bend down, I can't see anything either. All I can see in front of me is that brick wall of the below the parapet. So I can't see anything. It's difficult. It's uncomfortable. What? Whereas as soon as I come above the parapet, then I can see expanse, the whole landscape in front of me. I can see the options that are available to me. Whereas down below the parapet, I couldn't see the options. So I couldn't see them, wasn't believing in them, was hiding effort, whereas putting my head up. Do I go that way? Do I go the other way? See all the beautiful trees, see all the nature, can breathe. So actually, below the parapet, let's try it again. Down here, below the parapet, I can't breathe. So, can't breathe, so I'm not even getting oxygen into my body and brain. There's a lot to be said for putting a head above parapet. And just, one of the themes that seems to have come out a lot this series of the podcast has been about looking at 360 degrees, not rushing, taking time to observe, whether it's when you're between a rock and a hard place, and that noticing the 2% of the 360 where there is options, or whether it's seeing the wood for the trees and just being able to look all around. Sitting in the silence of nature in order to have more clarity about what to do next. There isn't the hiding when I was below the parapet. There isn't the panic now I'm above it. There's a meditative being, closing your eyes, being in the landscape, allowing the body, now it's upright, to breathe, let the oxygen in, connect with all of that nature. Be seen. Isn't that what below the parapet's about? Not being seen. And yet being seen is easier. Especially because I'm trying to be me. I'm not trying to be anybody else. So I wonder in what way the parapet piece is when we think we have to be somebody other than we are, because we can be who we are. There's a plant here that, I don't know what it is. I'll try and find out what it is. But it's sort of a bit like you can only see its beauty. It's like it's got its head below the parapet, and therefore you can only see the top of the flower, like the back of the flower, rather than its yellow stamen and all of the petals and everything. Can't see them, and so there's something there about inviting you when you've got your head below the parapet, that you're not allowing everybody to see your beauty and magnificence. I'm loving the fact that some parapets might be too high. It's like I can't, well, my knees won't let me jump anyway, but hey, the parapets need to be low enough for us to be able to see. You know, the only way you're going to be able to see over said parapet is by lifting the camera, not by me. There's a bench here. I could climb up on the bench and perhaps do that. But, yeah. So the parapet needs to be at the right height to be able to see over it for it to work as a parapet. Otherwise, what you're trying to do is look over a parapet that's too big. So how might you be able to make your parapet, whatever the parapet is, smaller so that you can see over it? Otherwise, you're already trying to do the impossible. When I was writing my book, Can't See the Wood for the Trees, it always amazed me that I would go to a particular landscape thinking that I was going to write about a particular chapter. So I thought I was going to go to the beach and write about missing the tide or stuck in a rut even. And yet seeing the rock pools then meant that I ended up writing about making mountains out of molehills. And the insight there was the fact that the kids playing on the rock pools, it was never about getting to the top of the mountain in the rock pool. It was always about getting to the other side, and it was all about sort of aiming from one pool to the next. So it's one lake from in a mountain context to the next lake, and using the valleys as much as anything to get from one place to the other. So in the book, there's a piece about, so how can we relate that to when we think we might be making mountains out of molehills? But I think it's also useful to remember that even if, say, you're using, I don't know, needing to get your head above the parapet, that just because you haven't got a parapet near you doesn't mean to say that you can't get inside. Because as I sit here on St. Andrew's Beach, where there isn't a single, I can't even see a single wall. I mean, literally, I'm in the middle of the beach. I've gone further away from the sand dunes than most people sit. So I'm literally just surrounded by sand. In a few hours' time, this sand will be covered in sea. So parapets are not something that's here. But if I'm wanting to put my head above the parapet, then what does this landscape have to offer? Well, I suppose it's making sure that you know where you can't hide. It's like there is nowhere to hide here, literally, unless I was to dig a big... So I'm not going to be able to dig enough hole, you know, big enough hole to hide. I mean, I suppose I could hide when the tide comes in terms of, you know, go swimming underwater. But how is that insight helpful? The fact that when we need to put a head above the parapet, how can we not give ourselves the opportunity to hide? How can we absolutely put ourselves well and truly out there in the open? And as I think about a Take a Giant Leap program that I've got coming up in August / September this year, then I suppose the getting out into the open would be talking like it, about it like I am now. It's putting the web page so that everybody can see it, so that I can't hide. It's like it's out there. I've set a date. Everything's in motion. So yeah, if you're wanting to put your head above the parapet, what can you do to actually be nowhere near that parapet, nowhere near something that you can hide behind?
Of course, as I always suggest, another option might be to think about and draw the parapet that you're imagining. So if so far my exploration in nature hasn't provided any additional insight, if your own exploration in landscape, in nature, hasn't provided any insight, whether with a parapet or without a parapet, then the other thing would be to draw the parapet. What does the parapet look like? How many bricks has it got in? What shape is the parapet? What's in front of the parapet? What's behind the parapet? What colour is the parapet? Going back to the Doic Gardens, botanical gardens, then might there be what's growing between the cracks between the bricks? Really go to what's the weather like? What's the time of year like? Explore, and this is where it's really going to make no sense whatsoever if you couldn't think originally at a situation that you head above the parapet about. But to be fair, I don't think you'd get this far in the podcast listening if you didn't relate to the original saying. So, but it is about drawing it, representing it, describing it to yourself, and then making changes to it, to think about what changes can I make to my representation that has me with my head above the parapet. Is it about making the parapet smaller? Is it about changing it? Is it about drawing you with your head above the parapet with a smiley face rather than a grim, cryy face? So hopefully that's given you lots to think about. Certainly have a look in the comments below in terms of there's a Linktree link that gives you lots of other useful links to posts and video blogs that again might help you see the situation from a different perspective. I think for me, today's biggest insight was when I say there's lots to be said for putting your head above the parapet. I think we sometimes talk ourselves out of doing it because it's, oh, it's going to be hard work. But what I really got a sense of was the difficulty of involved and the effort involved and how it closes us down. I couldn't even breathe very well when I had my head below the parapet. So it's the, you know, breathing in the oxygen and the ease actually we have in putting a head above the parapet. So enjoy putting your head above the parapet and let me know how you get on. If you've enjoyed this episode of Landscaping Your Life, then do follow my podcast and also have a look in the comments below for other ways of keeping in touch with us.